क्रोधा मन्मया माम उपाश्रिता बहवो ज्ञान तपसा भूतमाद्भवमागतः।
Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Today we are celebrating the most auspicious and holy event of Sri Janamastami. When Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared out of his causeless mercy into this world of birth and death to give everyone the opportunity of enjoying an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. Krishna's descent into this world is one of the greatest mysteries. And Krishna explains, one who understands this mystery never has to suffer birth or death again within this world, but achieves the spiritual kingdom. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktva deham punara janma naiti mam eti sorajuna. Essentially, everyone is meant to love Krishna. Jivara swarupoi Krishna nityadas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described that within the heart of every living entity is the Atma, the eternal soul. And that soul is part of Krishna. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta shanat. Manashashtinandriyani prakriti stani karashati. But due to attachment to the mind and the senses, which are conditioned by forgetfulness of Krishna, that eternal soul is now identifying itself with this temporary body, which is subject to death, and with all of the attachments that surround this body. Janasya moho yamaham mameti. Krishna descends to attract all living beings without discrimination to a life of real joy. And that life can only be experienced through the process of purifying our hearts. Purification is all that is required. Srila Prabhupada used the example, when there is water in a glass, water in its pure state has the quality that you can perceive anything through it because it is transparent. But when that water becomes filled with mud, mixed with dirt, its transparency is lost. All you see is the mud and the dirt. But if you filter that water and bring it back to its natural original quality, again it is transparent. In the same way, we have this mind. And the mind is meant to be the transparent mirror to reflect the original image of the soul and its divine love for Radha and Krishna. But through many, many births, we have been accumulated more and more and more dirt within our mind. Mountains and mountains and mountains of dirt have been gathered, and people spend their entire lives working and toiling so hard like beasts of burden just to get more and more dirt to add to the mountain of rubbish in their minds. It is a fact. What do people work for? They work so that they can get more and more attachments, more and more facilities for sense gratification. They collect more and more prestige, more and more greed and lust and pride and anger and illusion. And after so many millions of births of accumulating dirt in our minds, then we realize, by the grace of the Vaishnavas, that we're suffering, that we're an illusion. Now we have to somehow or other undo everything we have done. We must cleanse the mind. And Krishna descends to teach us this process. Through the process of jnana, through the process of astanga yoga, through the process of karma yoga, we can better our situation within this world to some extent. But these processes do not purify the mind. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavam yascha smitatvata. The only thing, the only person that has the power to cleanse the rubbish from our mind is Krishna. Om apavitra apavitro va sarabhavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksam savaya vyantara sutri. Because Krishna is pavitra, he is all pure. And whatever comes in contact with Krishna becomes purified. The whole purpose of all the great religions in the world is simply to purify our hearts. And whatever rituals, whatever religions we may be following, whether it is the Hindu religion or the Islam religion or the Christian religion or the Buddhist religion or the Jewish religion or the Zoroastrian religion, if by following these principles we do not purify our heart and awaken love of God, Bhagavatam says, Sramevi Kevalam. It is all a waste of time. Today, in the name of religion, people are fighting and killing each other and hating each other. What does that have to do with religion? In the name of God, they are just becoming more egoistic. Krishna descended in this world in his original form just to give all of us the chance of associating with him through transcendental sound vibration. And that sound vibration is all-powerful, and it can purify our hearts and bring it back to its original natural condition. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna is non-different than his name. He is non-different than the remembrance of his beautiful form in the temple, the Murti. He is non-different than the sound vibration of his beautiful pastimes and his teachings as he is spoken in Bhagavad Gita. He is non-different than his holy dham of Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri or Dwarka. When Krishna descends into this world, he establishes all these means by which we can become purified. Krishna performed many wonderful activities. He lifted Govardhan Hill. And anyone who simply chants that name of Giridhari with attention and faith will become cleansed of all material miseries forever. And anyone who simply remembers that pastime with faith and love will achieve love for Krishna. Krishna stole the butter from the gopis, and thus he became known as Makanchor. One who chants that name of Makanchor, or hears or describes that wonderful pastime with faith and devotion, becomes cleansed without and within. Krishna, he is known as Gopi Vasanohara, because on one night he stole the clothes of the gopis. One who chants that name with proper attention and who hears that wonderful pastime with faith becomes cleansed without and within. He is Nanda Gopal. When Nanda Maharaj would come home, Yashoda Mai would tell Krishna, bring your father his slippers. And although Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, the controller of all controllers, Param Ishwara Parama Krishna, even the devatas like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Vayu, Agni, Varuna, they are all with folded hands obeying the orders of Krishna. He took the wooden sandals of Nanda Maharaj and placed upon his head, and with great, great efforts he went and brought them to his father, taking the feet of his devotees on his head. Therefore he is known as Nanda Gopal. And anyone who remembers that wonderful pastime and chants the holy name Sri Nanda Nandana will become purified from without and within. He is Yashoda Nandana. Mother Yashoda, such bhakti. Krishna was, he was subdued. He was captured like a prisoner of the bhakti of Yashoda. Although he is abhigya and swarat, he is all-knowing and independent. He becomes dependent on the love of his mother. If you do not feed me, mother, the milk from your body, I will die. He would cry. He would weep tears, waiting for the milk from Yashoda Mai. And when Yashoda Mai asked, bring that wooden plank for my sitting place, Krishna with great effort, he would struggle and strain to bring that. Krishna's expansion of Ananta Shesha is holding all the universes on his hoods without even feeling their weight. But just to show his love for his mother, he appears to be struggling and straining to bring the little wooden plank. One who remembers these beautiful pastimes, how Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with a rope. Queen Kunti was thinking that when Yashoda Mai had her stick in her hand, Krishna was weeping and crying and trembling in fear. Although fear personified is afraid of Krishna, he is afraid of this gopi. He's killing Putana. He's killing Trinavarta. He's killing Aghasura, Keshi, Aristasura. Big, big, mighty Rakshasas. He killed Kamsa. But he's frightened of this lady who is just a damsel of Braja herding the cows. One who chants the holy name of Yashoda Sutta, Yashoda Nandana, with faith and devotion, and hears these beautiful pastimes, becomes purified within and without. Krishna had performed innumerable pastimes. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the pastimes of Krishna are unlimited, like an ocean that has no bottom and no sides, an unlimited ocean. And even the greatest of all devotees and the greatest of all scholars, the perfection of that person's life is to attempt with sincerity to describe one small portion from one small drop from that unlimited ocean. Krishna descended into this world approximately 5,000 years ago as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison cell of Mathura. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he simultaneously appeared as the child of Yashoda in Gokul Mahavan. And Vasudev brought that child across Jamuna by the child's order. Krishna wanted to show the world that he is not like an ordinary child. He simply appeared from the womb of Devaki in his beautiful, beautiful four-handed form of Lord Narayan Vasudev, holding the conch shell and the club and the disc and the lotus flower. And he was bedecked with beautiful helmet and jewels and garlands and silks. What child can be born like this? When we are born, we come out crying because it's such a miserable situation, taking birth. And there's all sorts of messy substances all over us. I don't know so much, I'm a sannyasi, but I have heard. And the babies, I don't even recognize. They don't even look like humans when they come out. They look like some dried fruits. But when Krishna came out, he was the forearm form of Narayan, resplendent with all opulences and beauty. And then on the request of Devaki, he appeared in the form of a small baby. But he was all attractive. And Nanda Maharaj brought him to Gokul. And that form merged into the original form of Krishna, born of Yashoda. She had twins. And then he took the baby girl, Yogamaya, back to Mathura. Krishna's appearance in this world is completely transcendental. And why does the Lord come? This is a world of exploitation. It is the land of the cheaters and the cheated. The jivatma comes into this world because it wants to enjoy separate from God. And whoever you are, Abramabhu Vanaloka Punaravartanojana Mamupetatu Konteya Punarajanmana Vidyate, whether you are a little Indra Gopam, an insect, or whether you are Brahma himself, everyone has to die. Everyone has to suffer in this material existence, whatever arrangements you make. Why Krishna comes to this world of birth and death? From the spiritual abode of eternal life, simply because of his infinite causeless mercy. Because he is the reservoir and embodiment of supreme love for every living being. When Krishna appears in this world, everything he does is for the ultimate benefit of everyone. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tiryajyante kalevaram tham tham evaiti konteya sadatad bhava bhavada. When we remember Krishna, we will achieve Krishna. That is the ultimate perfection of life, to remember Krishna. Because by remembering Krishna in our mind, that remembrance is so pure. Like fire, it burns to ashes all the anarthas or unwanted things. The name of Krishna cleanses, purifies everything. And that is really what we must meditate upon this holy day of Janmashtami. How to actually receive and accept the mercy of the Lord that he has given to everyone upon his appearance in this world. By making a firm vow in our life to live according to the regulative principles of bhakti, which enable us to always remember Krishna. Just as Krishna appeared within the womb of Devaki, if we keep Krishna always within our heart, he will appear to us from within. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught in this age of Kali, it is very simple to become cleansed of all material contaminations and awaken our original spiritual consciousness by associating with devotees of the Lord, by living a very pure life, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. These four pillars of sinful activities, more than anything else, just accumulate great quantities of filth and dirt within our hearts. It is explained in sixth canto of Bhagavatam that we should not clean ourselves like the elephant. The elephant will bathe in the water and scrub himself very clean and then come out of the water and roll in the dust. We should live a very pure life, a very pious life. And this is very simple if we are in the association of the Lord's devotees. Association of sadhus, sincere devotees of the Lord, make everything natural and easy in Krishna consciousness. But if we are keeping close association with those who are too much attached to the senses and the objects of the senses, their influence will make spiritual life very, very difficult. In that association, we follow the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting the holy names of the Lord, and in this way, always remembering Krishna. Atha Sri Krishna Navari Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukahi Jivado Swayam Eva Spurajyata. When we have impure senses, we cannot perceive Krishna, who is all pure. But if we associate with Krishna, beginning with his name, Namadi, we become cleansed. And in that clean state, we can have direct perception of the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sevan mukhi jivado. Service to the Lord begins with our tongue. By taking only Krishna's prasad and by always speaking his glories and chanting his names, we can cleanse our hearts and achieve the ultimate perfection of eternal bliss in his loving service. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Cheto-dharapana-marajanam-bhava-mahadavagni-nirvapanam. The congregational chanting of the holy names. It is none different than Krishna himself in sound vibration, and it cleanses the mirror of the heart and reawakens that natural state of pure consciousness. The temple of the Lord is very important because the beautiful form of the Murti is a means by which the natural thirst of our eyes to see something beautiful can be satisfied by seeing the beauty of Krishna. The beautiful things of this world only entangle us more and more in the network of the complexities of karma. But seeing the beauty of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath will liberate us of all the bondage of suffering and naturally attract our hearts. Krishna is all attractive. He appears in this world simply to attract us. So let us, on this most holy occasion of Janamastami, make a great determined resolution within our life to utilize this very rare human existence for its true and highest purpose. Atato brahma jikyasa. To surrender to Krishna. To surrender to Krishna by always hearing and chanting his glories, by associating with his devotees, and by utilizing whatever facilities we have for his service, for his pleasure. If we can sing beautifully, the perfection of our life is to sing for Krishna. If we can speak nicely, we should speak for Krishna. If we cook nicely, we cook for Krishna. If we know how to make money, we make money for Krishna. If we are scholarly, we write books for Krishna. If we have a very strong body, we build temples for Krishna. We clean Krishna's temple. We protect Krishna's devotees. If we are a mechanical engineer, we work the sound system for Krishna. Whatever. If you are a doctor, you dedicate your medical profession for Krishna and offer the fruits of the results of your actions to Krishna. If you are a mother, you be a mother for Krishna. You teach your child how to become a lover of God. If you are a father, by your example, by your words, by your association, guide your child in such a way so it never takes birth in this world again but attains Krishna's abode. Whatever our inclinations are, the path of bhakti is the perfect process by which we can purify our hearts by connecting them to Krishna. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple is humbly endeavoring on behalf of our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, to educate people how to be Krishna conscious in every situation in life and how to find the greatest joy in coming together before the deity of the Lord, raising our arms and chanting his holy names. It was his divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who came in the great line of the Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, who took this pure message to every continent on earth. And even in India, he revived in the hearts of so many fortunate people their true spiritual heritage. And we see so many of you today, and we place our head at your feet for so kindly accepting Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Tomorrow is the 100th birthday of Srila Prabhupada. It is a most auspicious occasion. Janamastami is the day we celebrate the glories of Krishna. And Vyas Puja is the day we celebrate the glories of his devotee. Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika, that I am more pleased when you worship my devotee than worship me. But Krishna has sent Srila Prabhupada into this world in 1896, just the day after he took birth, Anandotsava. So devotees could come together from all parts of the world, the countries, and celebrate these two most auspicious occasions together, Janamastami and Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. Tomorrow is his centennial Vyas Puja. It will begin at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple at 10:30 in the morning. My humble request is, please, if at all possible, come and offer your homage, your gratitude, and your worship to Srila Prabhupada on this most auspicious occasion. And in the evening, at Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir in Juhu, there will be a wonderful abhishek with waters from 1,008 tirthas for Srila Prabhupada. And tonight, Janamastami, after we have a wonderful kirtan here at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, We welcome you to come to Radha Gopinath Mandir, just across the street, to see the beautiful, beautiful Abhishek of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, and to celebrate the wonderful appearance of the Lord in the association of devotees in beautiful kirtan. And through this wonderful divine arrangement, we can cleanse our hearts and dedicate our lives on the path of bhakti. Thank you very much. The congregational chanting of Krishna's holy names is the most sublime of all methods of transcendental purification, because this loud chanting, not only does it awaken our own spiritual consciousness, but anyone who hears it, even the insects and the trees and the grass, what to speak of other human beings and other animals. Anyone who comes in contact with the name of Krishna, when it is emanating from the mouth of sincere devotees following a proper spiritual master, it will have incomprehensible, unestimatable benefits to that person. Anyone who appreciates the sound of Krishna's name or the activities of Krishna's devotees is guaranteed a human birth in his next life and guaranteed the opportunity to continue one's spiritual life. Harinam Sankirtan, as taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the Yuga Dharma. It is the sublime process by which we could all together dance back home, back to Godhead. It is the greatest gift. And the only price of this gift is to raise your arms very high and with a grateful heart loudly call out the holy names of Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Gopremanandi. As I am chanting, please welcome the holy name of Krishna into your hearts with folded hands. And as you are chanting, please lift your arms very high in the mood of Draupadi, helplessly offering your life as an offering at the lotus feet of Krishna, who has so mercifully appeared within his name.